Time for the little known black history fact. We celebrate black history every day on the TJMS, not just the month of February. And today we talk about our good friend George Curry, a leader of black journalism. He died over the weekend, age 69. Among black journalists, our friend George Curry was without a doubt a vocal champion for the black press. George Curry passed over the weekend at the age of 69, just as he was in the process of reviving the award-winning Emerge magazine. George Curry was born 1947, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, attended Knoxville University. He also was a sports editor of the school's paper. He began his career with Sports Illustrated and the sports section of the St. Louis Dispatch after working for the Chicago Tribune. George Curry focused his efforts into Emerge. 1993, George published a controversial issue with U.S. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas.
Remember that.
And he had Clarence Thomas in an Aunt Jemima-style headpiece.
Yep.
That's my man, George Curry. He was named president of the National Newspaper Publishers Association in 2001, a position he left in 2007. George was attempting to reestablish Emerge as an online property this year. We miss our friend, George Curry.
He was also instrumental, Tom, in the Kimba Smith case. You remember this was a young woman that was sentenced with the excessive sentencing. And that led to her being pardoned by President Clinton as he led that fight. It was quite a shock to so many people, but what a legacy he leaves.
And if you listen to the TJMS over the years, you heard George Curry many times on the air, especially with Roland.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Little Known Black History Fact is brought to you by The Home Depot. The Home Depot is giving you an opportunity to meet Erica Campbell. At the time, join a family reunion with a purchase of $50 or more. Stop by the Home Depot in Orlando or on West Colonial Drive, August 27th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. for more details. Yeah.